Welcome you to episode 378 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And I hate to start this on such a downer, but I've read two horrible stories this past week. I don't know if you've heard them. Horrible accounts of child abuse and murder. The one murdered was an 8-year-old girl. Her name was Sophia Mason. This is hard to even read. It happened up in Hayward County, up in Northern California. So for more than a year, her aunt, grandmother, teachers, doctors, everybody was reporting that the girl was being abused and neglected. They talked to child services. They talked to social workers. They were begging them to take the child away from the mother. Bruises, scabs, cigarette burns, and all this reported to child welfare workers who would not take the kid away. She was even the mother's boyfriend was accused of sexual abuse. Of course, he denied. They said, okay. Well, ultimately, she was found dead. She was found dead in a bathtub. They left her outside. She was covered in her own feces and filth. She came inside. Apparently, the boyfriend grabbed her by the hair and threw her down because she was so dirty. And the mom washed her in the bathtub, and the next morning, she was found dead. They've been arrested. They also arrested three other women who helped the boyfriend run and hide from the police. They're charged with felony counts of willful harm or injury to a child and first-degree murder. But who are these social workers? Who are the child protective service workers who actually went there and saw this child, or one time heard the child screaming and the mother yelled at the child to be quiet? And I don't understand this. I don't understand this failure in the system. I will say that we talk about the children. It's always for the children. It's all, we don't care about the children. Let's be honest, okay? Whether it be the abortion debate or school shootings, which, you know, I talked about last week. Of course, there's been another since. Or this child abuse where you don't believe not just the child, but all of these people around the child. Listen, let's stop pretending we care about the children. I don't know what you do care about. I don't know. Your child protective services. This is a child. It's literally exactly what you're supposed to do, and yet you didn't do it. There was that much of a breakdown in the system. Okay. Another story. The only reason this story isn't as horrific is they saved this child before he was dead. 9-year-old kid. This one's in North Carolina. Padlocked in a dog kennel. Been living in a dog kennel since April. Unbelievable. On a night where the temperature dropped to freezing, the kid was wearing a t-shirt, jeans, and no shoes. They arrested the father, the stepmother, and the stepmother's aunt. The stepmother and the father claim, I love this, they didn't have the key to the padlock. That's why they had to leave him outside in the kennel. This I don't understand. It says that an anonymous person called 911 to tell him about the child, which is fantastic, thank God. But then the anonymous caller also said that their husband had taken food to the child in the past. What? What? You took food to a child locked in a kennel and then you left? Like, how did you not report this the first time you saw it? How did you not report this the first time you were aware of it? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Oh, and by the way, this winning couple has four other kids, ranging from 8 months to 8 years old. Oh, boy. So, again, when we say it's about the children, it ain't about the children. And the only reason I'm sharing these stories, I have no solution to this. It just really, it hit me. It touched me. This is the most, honestly, the most helpless amongst us. 8 and 9 year old kids, okay? One in California, another in North Carolina. So don't say it was political. One black, one white. Don't say it was race driven. This is just horrific treatment of children and our system breaking down to not be able to stop this. Thank God one was found alive, living in a dog kennel since April. And, you know, I and probably most of you wouldn't leave your dog outside locked in a kennel in below freezing temperatures. Unreal. All right, I'm gonna move through the podcast and end on a high note. All right, sorry, it's all I got. Herschel Walker paid for another abortion. Is anyone surprised to find this out? I wouldn't be surprised if we get three or four more abortions that he's paid for by Election Day. This is another woman who he dated in the 80s and into the 90s. She said that she got pregnant. He talked her into having an abortion. She went to the abortion clinic. She changed her mind. He talked her into going back the next day and pressured her. And he did pay for it, and he drove her to the pharmacy to get the medication prescribed afterwards. So, hey, I guess he's a good guy. Again, they say that they have, Gloria Allred is helping this woman, and the woman's not giving out her name. She says she too has proof, you know, the love letters, the cards. I believe it. Based on who Herschel Walker is and who he's been so far, I'd believe this story. But you know what? I'm not a Republican voter in Georgia. Because if you're a Republican voter in Georgia, an evangelical, a Christian, you'd rather vote for Herschel Walker than Mr. Warnock. Pastor Warnock, who's actually a pastor in a church. Don't want to vote for him. Not when you can vote for how many kids, how many abortions, Herschel. We don't even know. We don't know. We don't know how many kids he has or how many abortions he's paid for. And listen, I have no problem with abortion. And I have no problem with a man paying for a woman having an abortion, etc. But I'm not running for Senate saying that abortion should be banned under all circumstances. See, Herschel, that's what a nice person would call hypocritical, but an average person would call, you're full of shit. By the way, there's different polls. Herschel took his own poll, which put him in the lead. They're saying Warnock's a few points ahead. I don't trust that. Whenever they say that the Democrats a few points ahead, you have to remember how many Republicans won't admit they're going to vote for Herschel Walker. Okay, so it's a toss-up. Same thing in Pennsylvania. Now, why Fetterman would go to a debate while still recovering from a stroke, having problems hearing and having problems speaking? We live in an era of instant media coverage. We live in an era of incredibly short attention span. and you're going to go to a debate handicapped with in hearing and speech, here's a problem. They're going to just paint you as unqualified. Yeah, you're better than Dr. Oz, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This was a dumb move. The Democratic Party, I don't know who their strategists are. I don't know what they're thinking. But once again, let's try and lose this one from the front. Meanwhile, the Republicans, they got guns. Plain and simple, they got guns. In Arizona, their so-called Stop the Steal poll monitoring, whatever, besides standing over poll workers in obvious intimidation, you know, numerous Republicans just standing there looking at them, there are some who are sitting in the back of their trucks wearing their camouflage with their guns. They're not standing over the polls, but they're close enough to see them, saying they're keeping an eye on things. What they're doing is intimidation tactics. This goes back to the 60s. They did it back then. They're doing it now. How would you feel going to vote when you see a guy across the street sitting in the back of a truck with his buddies and some guns? It's really unreal, but it is Arizona and therefore perfectly legal. Now, they claim to have gone to some kind of classes to get certification to watch the polls. Of course, these classes can be done through Zoom meetings or whatever. So we, I don't know. It's brilliant. You know what? It's actually a brilliant strategy. I've said this before. I will say it again. The Republicans with this stolen election thing, the reason I say it's a brilliant strategy is if they lose the election, they'll stick by the story that it was stolen and there's voter fraud and this and that. If they win the election, which Republicans rarely do, but in Arizona they definitely can, and the Democrats say, hey, you cheated, they'll be like, no, you said all the elections were fair. You've been saying the elections were fair ever since 2020. You said they were fair for the last 2 years, so obviously this election's fair. So it is a win-win for the Republican Party. I've said this before. It goes all the way back to, for me, Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, your ass better go low. You know why? Because they're good at it, and it's working. Now, I told you I was going to bring you some good news. Well, here it is. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as you know, she's a Trump supporter. You may or may not know, she's a Trump investor. Marjorie put a bunch of money into Truth Social. You remember Truth Social? That was Trump's little social media platform that was going to knock Twitter out of the world and everyone was going to go to it. Well, Marjorie must have thought so because she invested in the company, the Digital World Acquisition Corp, who along with Trump Media and Technology Group owns Truth. And in 2021... she invested somewhere between $15,000 and $50,000. Okay, can't say exactly how much, who knows why. A year later, that was in October 2021, a year later, now October 2022, the stock's value has plummeted by more than 82%, which means she lost somewhere between $12,300 and $41,100 from this one investment. Well, in my world, that's good news. Now, unfortunately, she'll probably get the money back from her dumb donors who will give her money. And Trump has taught her how to fleece donors out of money when you get in legal trouble, etc., make them pay for it. So she won't really lose any money. She'll get this money back. But it is nice to know that she took a bath in investing in this company. And she's upset because the paperwork said that she was legally required to disclose the stock purchases. You lost 82% a year. Yep, keep supporting Trump. Good for you. In other news, Ron DeSantis, they find these recordings that DeSantis and Trump do not like each other. So they find these recordings of things off camera that they've said to each other, or people tell what they said. Anyway, Ron DeSantis called Donald Trump a moron. Hello, Pot. Hi, this is Kettle calling. Yeah. Ron DeSantis called Trump a moron and vice versa and whatever the hell. All right. Real quick, a little bit about Kanye. As you know, he's not exactly winning right now. Yee has lost Adidas, The Gap, Foot Locker, Balenciaga, and athletes have left his Donda's representation company. Everyone's running from Yee like he's on fire. I heard rumor he is no longer a billionaire. I have no idea if that's true or not, but things don't seem to be going too well. He's not winning. Who's winning? Let me tell you someone who's winning. I'm not going to say she's winning. I'm going to say she's a winner. There are certain people, and I admire these people because it is hard, okay? It is hard. You know, I'm a commenter. I'm a talking head, right? I'm a comic. I talk a lot of shit. I do some things. I'm not going to talk about what I do. I do some things, but I admire people who take action. There's a woman in L.A. named Shirley Raines. She works on Skid Row. She has a company called Beauty to the Streets. They give clothes, hair, makeup. They help people on Skid Row. Then you have people who try to take advantage of people on Skid Row, like Kanye or Yee or whatever you want to call them, because they sent down a truckload of t-shirts that said White Lives Matter because they can't sell them. They can't get rid of them. I don't know if you're aware of this. This happens all the time. For instance, two teams are in the Super Bowl, right? So Kansas City, just say for example, if Kansas City plays Green Bay in the Super Bowl, they have winning t-shirts for both teams. And then whatever team loses, they donate the t-shirts that said they won to sometimes other countries, Skid Row, whatever. Well, Yee can't unload these White Lives Matter t-shirts, so they took them down to Skid Row. Ms. Raines, knowing how dangerous it would be to wear one of these t-shirts, instantly raced down there with truckloads of black t-shirts to give to the people instead of these t-shirts so they wouldn't get hurt or who knows what for wearing White Lives Matter t-shirts. This is a phenomenal person. This is a phenomenal person. Her company's called Beauty to the Streets, and I admire her for that action. You know what, Yee? She's not a billionaire. She's not a whatever, and she's not claiming to be off her meds. No, you know what she's doing? She's helping people. You know what, Kanye? If you want to go down by yourself. But don't try to take advantage of people, and don't put people's lives at risk with your stupid-ass t-shirts. If you and Candace Owen want to wear stupid-ass White Lives Matter t-shirts, which are considered hate speech in many places, if you want to go on your anti-Semitic hating of the Jewish people, whatever, go ahead. Dude, you're down at Skechers trying to make some kind of video. They got to escort you off the property. You want all of that shit. That's fine. But how dare you put people's lives at risk? Skid Row, which has, you know, obviously a huge minority population, and you're going to go down there and hand out t-shirts to people who probably are, many of whom are really suffering from mental illness like you claim to be. They really are. And you're going to give them shirts that say White Lives Matter, shirts that could get them beaten, killed, or who knows what. Shirley Raines, you're amazing. You're amazing. You saved these people. You took care of these people. Yee, you're an asshole. Finally, and this is my favorite story of the week. This is my favorite story of the week. California. That's right, California. The blue state. The state that they hate. Ooh, the red states hate California. California is bad for business. Businesses are all leaving. They're going to Texas. California has too many regulations. California, blah, blah, blah. You know what California has? Are you paying attention? California has the fourth most powerful economy in the world. Not in the United States, in the world. California is number four. California is overtaking Germany as the fourth largest economy in the world. The only economies bigger than California, the United States, obviously, China and Japan. That's right, California has already passed Brazil, France, the United Kingdom, and is now about to pass Germany. Number four in the world. Texas? Oh, yeah, Texas. That's right, red states. Ooh, we love Texas. Texas is great. Don't mess with Texas. Texas is number 10, okay? Texas is behind South Korea and Canada. Let me tell you something. In any competition, if you're number four, Number 10 isn't even considered competition. You ain't even thinking about them. So to all of your bullshit, okay, all of you red states, all of your bullshit about you know something about business, Trump is a businessman, you know about economies, you can save the country, blah, blah, blah. California is kicking your ass. And as a Californian paying taxes in California, I personally am somewhat insulted and tired of supporting your broke asses. That's right. I don't like my tax money going to Brett Favre so he can make speeches and build volleyball stadiums while people are drinking brown water. So, red states, kiss California's ass, all right? California has stomped you. Number 4 versus number 10. You like college football? Let me see. Does the number 10 team in college football get to go to the playoffs? I don't think so. The number 4 team will be there fighting for the championship. Maybe those are terms you can understand. The hell with you, red states. Not the people in the red. Listen, there's a lot of good people in the red states. I tour red states. I see it. But your leaders are full of shit. They're lying to you repeatedly. Stop believing them. And when the Republicans say they know something about business, tell them to look at California. You know why? Because California knows something about business. Number 4 in the world. Thank you. We love it. This weekend, I am sort of working, but really not working. I'm going to hang out with Robert Glasper, brilliant jazz musician who's doing a residency at the Blue Note in New York. I'm going to do a few minutes of comedy. It's my way of paying for my tickets. I love Glasper. I love the music. Be good to yourself. Be safe. Be kind. Keep laughing. Have a happy and safe Halloween. Whether you do it scary or sexy, it's up to you. Just have a good time. And did I mention that California has the 4th largest economy in the world? Just wondering if you'd heard that. California has such a big economy, it could afford to pay for Herschel Walker's abortions. Just saying. But no, Herschel, don't come out here. Stay in Georgia. Bye.